here.
And that lets you save.
Who cares?
True Form Life.
Green look on.
Welcome to another edition of Exploring Mind and Body. As always, I'm your host, True Form's Drew Taddea, fitness expert. On today's show, we have a special guest joining us. That's right, we're going to air part one of our two-part series with Kim Grimlick, who's a fitness competitor that's competed at the national level. She's finished top three at the Arnold Classic, and she's going to tell you how she did that, all while continuing to live a healthy lifestyle. We've got all that coming up right now.
This is Exploring Mind and Body with True Form's Drew Taddea, fitness expert on 96.5 CKFM.
This segment brought to you by True Form Fitness for all your health and fitness needs. Personal training and group classes available locally. Visit trueformlife.com for details.
Welcome to the show, Kim.
Thank you, Drew.
Would you, can you introduce yourselves to our viewers?
I sure can. I'm Kim Grimlick, as you said, and I teach junior high in Didsbury. I'm a mother of three wonderful children, two boys and a girl. I'm married, of course, and I grew up in a small town in Saskatchewan.
All right. Made the big trip to West?
The big Alberta. Yeah.
Why don't you tell us how you began starting this fitness lifestyle that you're in?
Sure. When I was going to university, I needed some sort of stress release, so I started swimming at the Olympic-sized swimming pool at the University of Lethbridge. And then I just gradually got myself going into the gym for some, you know, different a variety of exercises to help with that stress release. And I became addicted to, you know, researching routines of, fit models around in magazines and so on. And yeah.
So you started fitness at quite a young age or right at the end of high school?
Yeah, absolutely. Seriously, working out around the age of 18.
So then how did you bridge the gap between, starting out as just a casual exerciser to a more serious exerciser?
I think that came over the years of, like I said, I researched a lot of, you know, fitness models and the routines of people that live that healthy lifestyle and keep it in. And I just kept going on more and more. And when I moved to Didsbury, I met my former trainers, and I decided to give it a whirl one time to see if I could take my physique a little further through changes in my food. And I started competing in 2010 thinking I would do it once, and now I'm hooked.
So as soon as you started, you fell in love with it right away.
Absolutely.
Where'd the love come from?
The people around me, guaranteed. The people I met when I was training, the people I met when I was backstage, and also that community that you build with others, that they just get the whole mindset of what it takes to get that balance going between work, family, and keeping yourself in the forefront. A lot of us forget to do that.
Okay, so, I mean, that's great. I'd love to hear that stuff, putting yourself first and family as well. A lot of people that I deal with, and I'm sure you as well as a trainer, tell me they don't have enough time. So a lot of times you are involved in intense exercise and nutrition, and you have a full-time job and a full family. Can you talk about that?
Sure. I will tell you, it wasn't always easy. When my kids were smaller and required, you know, that I was around a lot more and were not old enough to stay at home for any length of time, I would get up in the morning at 4:30, and I had a good friend of mine as well that would also get up at the same time. We'd meet and kind of support each other that way. And
you guys would get up at 4:30.
At 4:30 in the morning.
Serious
and I'll tell
commitment.
You, well, you know, it was important to me to stay fit. And I always said to myself, I would not become one of those moms that said, oh, I can't lose the weight because I've had three children, or, you know, I just don't have the time for it. And I never wanted to accept that. I knew I deserve better than that. And it was a small sacrifice to make, but, you know, the kids were still sleeping at that time. I could get up and go and be back and still be mom without, you know, sacrificing what they needed at that time.
What time would you have to go to sleep in the morning to wake up that early?
Well, typically I'd go to bed with the kids at 8 o'clock, do our reading together. And then once they're in bed, I typically would crash by 9:30. It wasn't uncommon to see that I was in bed right around the same time as the kids. But, you know, I didn't do it 7 days a week. I would choose 4 days out of the week. and I didn't do it on the weekends. That was my time with my kids. So really, it's for an hour a day, 4 hours during the week. Really, it's not that, bad of an idea. And it set that routine for me, right? So once I got that part out of the way and made that commitment to myself, if I missed a workout, well, I knew it because I didn't feel the same.
Yeah, well, that routine, and I talk about habits a lot on the show, that's also important. So it's nice that you kind of reinforce that.
For sure.
So you started your first competition, and from my understanding, you did quite well.
Yes.
How did that work out?
I competed in Muscle Beach in 2010, and a friend of mine and I decided to do it as something on our bucket list, and I didn't even think I'd actually make it up on the stage. But once you rip down to that stage and realize the power you do have over your own physique and eating habits, it becomes quite a, I'd like to say almost an addiction. And of course I went there and I competed in two classes, figure medium, which is for height, and my height is just over 5'4". And I also competed in a class called figure masters, which is for women aged 35 and up. And that's all I'll tell you about that one. And I placed third out of 22 women in masters and first out of, I think it was 15 women. I'm not certain on that number for sure, but quite a few for figure medium. So first and third gives you the next step up, which means I qualify to do provincials. And they gave me a 2-year bye for nationals as well from that competition. So.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Kim, we're going to take a quick break with Exploring Mind and Body. We're going to be right back with a short message from our sponsors.
Exploring Mind and Body with TrueForm's Drew Taddea would not be possible without the help from the following sponsors: AG Foods in Didsbury, CLC Fitness Center, Health Street in the Cornerstone Shopping Center Olds, and Shoppers Drug Mart, working together to help build a healthier tomorrow. For more information on TrueForm Life, Drew Taddea, or how to become a sponsor of Exploring Mind and Body, visit TrueFormLife.com.
All right, we're back on Exploring Mind and Body with Kim Grimlick, who's a fitness competitor. So what was the next step after that? Did you go back to the drawing board and start training again?
Yes, I certainly did. So my trainer and I decided, we had roughly about 8 months between Muscle Beach and then Provincials, which was the following June. So I took the advice that the judges had given. We email the judges, of course, and some of them will give us pointers on what to work on for next time. And my trainer and I decided that we needed to bring my legs in a lot better. So we changed our training technique and pulled away from the traditional legs once a week kind of training to a lot more intense, 2 and sometimes 3 times a week, to bring that up in a short period of time. And of course, I had to increase my calories a lot as well to gain the muscle I needed to step on the provincial stage. So,
So did you take any time off in between that first show and training for the next one?
No, I took, I think it was 3 weeks in total I took off from the gym completely. I wanted to take a month off, but after a week, you start to get antsy. After 2 weeks, you're getting cranky a little bit. And 3 weeks, for sure, it's time to go back in, because it's that balance, right? It clears your head more than anything when you go. So
what are, that's a good point you bring up. What are other reasons? You talked about stress relief when you first started, but what are other reasons that you work out?
I guess in the busyness of my day of, teaching junior high and running my own 3 children around to their soccer and swimming events and so on, that's my time where I can, put my iPod on and really not think about anything but just that hour of working out.
Yeah, that's great. And I think that's important, because a lot of people, especially the ones that say they don't have time, those are the ones that don't take time for themselves.
That's right.
And a lot of times I say that you often book a doctor's appointment or a golf appointment or a nail appointment, and you don't miss those times.
That's right.
But when it comes to the gym or it comes to eating a meal, we miss it because we don't have time.
That's right. And the interesting thing with that is you feel guilty. And as a woman too, I find, I think, okay, I can't take that time because my responsibility is with the kids first, make sure they're taken care of or whatever the case may be. And it's very easy to say, okay, I just need 10 minutes to do what I need to do and then I'll go work out. And that 10 minutes becomes an hour later,
right,
after you've thrown the laundry in or, you know, taking the kids to whatever activity, and then you forget about yourself. So that's, you've hit it right there. You have to schedule it in like you'd schedule in your nail appointment or doctor's appointment or so anything else.
How do you find that balance with such a busy lifestyle? I don't like the word busy because I think we
it's
make
active.
Time for what we
I
want.
Think it's an active lifestyle. I really do. And I knew from the start of raising children I wanted kids to be active. I didn't need them to be pushed into 20 sports at a time, but they do need to be active and trying a variety of things. So I think making that time for myself sets the example for my kids that, you know what, you know, mom has to do all this other stuff here, but she's still doing, you know, something to keep herself healthy and fit because it's just a routine. It just happens. And they know that, you know, if I'm not there right away when they get home from work, it's because, or from school, it's because I'm at the gym. And they accept that because they also have that whole, you know, they understand that it's a part of our lifestyle. I make sure that, you know, they're taken care of as far as if they need to get somewhere for their sport or I need to be there, and I work around that. It works out quite, it's easier now, of course, that my kids are a little bit older and generally they can get themselves where they need to within reason, so.
Right. I'm sure it's a little easier, mm-hmm. you know, once they get older.
For sure.
So you do some training also?
I do, yes. I have a few clients now, under my belt. I train them in their own home and I set up, I don't call it a diet. I call it a nutrition and lifestyle, menu. So I give them their food choices to help them make that lifestyle change.
I like the menu.
Yeah. Well, I mean, who wants to say diet and then they think diet means they have to give everything up, and immediately in your mind, diet means you have to deprive yourself.
That's
so
right.
I try to stray away from the word diet. Mm-hmm. I diet for a show. That's different.
So I like how you talk about lifestyle, because everything we do, myself and on the show, Exploring Mind and Body, is talking about lifestyle changes as opposed to quick fixes.
Absolutely.
And you have kind of the same philosophy. So how does that work out for you?
It's hard for some people to wrap their head around that. And I think because initially when they see, when they meet me, I think a lot of people assume that I was genetically fit, right? You know, a lot of people think that, oh, you're lucky you were born that way, or right, you have a fast metabolism, or oh, you don't work hard to look that way, you're lucky. And there are a lot of people that will think that, and then they associate my plan for them as something that should make a big turnaround in their physique within, you know, a month or some even less. I'm like those results within the week. And they don't understand that this is years and years of researching fitness and incorporating healthy foods and finding out this, it's the science of the foods that really affect your health and well-being and how you look. And, there's no better anti-aging product out there than there is with nutrition and resistance training and exercise of any form. But I think the biggest challenge is that people assume you've always been that way.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I get that too.
Yeah.
And just because I try to live healthy lifestyle myself.
For sure.
And people say you probably raised like that, and I
yeah.
bet you had, you know, you had those meals when
yeah.
you were growing up, which
yeah.
I guess it kind of takes away from the time and effort we put in and
yeah.
the research that we've done to
for sure.
to live a healthier lifestyle.
For sure. And people don't believe you when you say, you know, I grew up on a farm and I was a meat and potatoes kid.
Yeah.
And you know, there's a lot of different changes that people are, you know, really reluctant to make. But I do find that once my clients realize that it is a lifestyle change and that I am there to help them with the, you know, the obstacles first before we do the whole physique change, they do find that it goes hand in hand. So for example, if you come up to me and you want to start a program with me and you want to lose, you know, X amount of weight, but these are your obstacles in the way, this is what you have a hard time with, then I'm there to help you with those obstacles first. And usually the weight starts to melt off after we've, you know, addressed those obstacles.
So we want to talk about food. That's something I definitely want to address because it comes up so often. Of course, you can't have healthy lifestyles or healthy fitness without food. So there's a common myth, I think, that all fitness competitors might eat unhealthy. They might put themselves through a little more than most people, but I think you're on a healthier path, and I want you to share some of those experiences with us.
Sure. If I can, I'll compare, you know, maybe some eating habits of mine from past competitions to what I'm currently doing. I will tell you that I just competed at the Arnold International Sports Festival in March.
Congratulations.
And thank you. Yes. I placed third out of 18 women internationally, so it was quite the highlight of my my fitness career as of today. And my trainer and I discussed ways to, you know, train up to the Arnold, making sure I had no rebound issues after, and keeping myself energetic and healthy right up to the, you know, time I stepped on stage. And of course, now as I have come off that competition, needing to continue that energy and healthy lifestyle, my diet changes have been so much better as far as being able to attain that. If I decided not to compete tomorrow, well, I still maintain my very fit look and healthy lifestyle easily.
This segment brought to you by Complete Truth Protein Powder. Live free, live true with whole natural foods. No additives, preservatives, soy, gluten, and dairy free. Supplement with superfoods to energize your day. Visit CompleteTruthProtein.co for details.
That's all we have for you this evening. Be sure to tune in next week for part two of our two-part series with Kim Grimlick, national fitness competitor. As always, I'm your host, True Form's Drew Taddea, fitness expert in health and fitness for a better world. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Exploring Mind and Body with True Form's Drew Taddea, fitness expert. For more on True Form's Drew Taddea, visit TrueFormLife.com. Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Taddea would not be possible without the help of GDK Gravel and Sand. GDK Gravel and Sand, now offering all products in half and 1 yard bags. Give them a call today for more information. 1-877-335-2091.